Hey everyone, this is going to be a quick tutorial on how I produce text-to-speech content. Now, obviously, I don't take this super seriously. This is just how I do it. This is not the only way to do it. But I thought I would show you guys, because I've been asked how to do this a bunch of times, and well, here we go. So essentially, I'm going to cover a few different things here. I'm going to cover how to create stuff using Windows, macOS, and iOS, which are probably the three most popular platforms. I don't know if there's a way to do it on Android. There probably is. There's probably an app, or maybe you just have to connect your Android device to a mixer and manually capture the audio. I'm not sure. But I figured I would start with those platforms because they're the most popular. By far, probably, Microsoft Windows would be the most popular. But let's go ahead and explain how I do this. So basically, the content I create is pretty basic. It's just a bunch of voices babbling back and forth, and then I add some sound effects, do a tad bit of mixing. Not that much, though. They're very much just put together because I'm bored and I think they're funny, and I put them out there, and if you like them, you like them. If you don't, well, you don't. But essentially, what it basically involves is recording a bunch of audio files and then putting them together with some kind of audio program. In my case, I use Goldwave. You can use any program that you would like. If you're on macOS, you could use Amadeus Lite or Pro, things like that. So let's go ahead and get started. And I'm going to start out with the macOS demo, because I figure that's what I'm on right now. So the easiest way to do this is through TextEdit. I think it'll work anywhere that you can type text in macOS. I'm running Big Sur, so this is not the latest version, and I don't have a Mac that's compatible. I don't plan on buying one that is compatible for a whole bunch of reasons, but anyway, let's go ahead and show you how this works. So I'm going to...
Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD, volume, spotlight, 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 search, window, search text field, T-E.
Type in text edit.
Spotlight busy, text edit, text selected, text edit, untitled, window, edit text, has keyboard focus.
Sorry, so I'm in my document, and I can do things like, I can start typing. So maybe I want something to say, and now I have to think of what I want to type, don't I? How about... Oop, let me move my microphone just a little bit. How about we do...
U-U-S-A-A-L.
Wait, why is my voiceover echo...
Adjust speech verbosity. Punctuate. Typing echo. Nothing. Stop adjusting typing echo.
Let's try that again.
You shall. Selection deleted. You shall all die. Ha 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 ha.
You shall all die, ha 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 ha, is basically what I put in there. So I'm going to do Command A to highlight this text.
You shall all die, ha.
I don't think that's necessary, but it's good to do. And then I'll bring up the context menu with the voiceover keys Shift and M.
Menu.
And we'll go down to speech.
Look up, search with cut, copy, paste, share, font, spelling, and substitute, transform, speech, submenu, speech, submenu, start speaking, stop speaking, dimmed, start speaking, stop speaking, dimmed.
Wait, why is it not showing up here?
Menu, speech, submenu, layout, orientations, transformations, layout, services, submenu.
Ah.
Services, submenu, add to music as a spoken track.
So, I forgot about that. So, under speech, hold on a second. Okay, as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, under speech, you have controls to start and stop speaking. So if you want macOS to just read the text to you right there, you can do it from there. Under services, we have add to music as a spoken track. Obviously, in macOS, I think it was either Mojave or Catalina, they replaced iTunes with music, TV, and podcasts. So this is what this new option is. Now, if I hit enter here.
Edit text content selected. You shall all die.
And.
Application. Text to audio file. Dialogue. Text to audio file. System voice. Save as. Text to audio file. System voice.
So if I navigate with the cursor here in VoiceOver.
Alex. System voice. Pop-up button.
This lets me choose the voice. I could save it using any voice I would like. If I wanted it to save using Alex, I would just leave it here.
Menu checkmark, Alex.
I can go in here.
Alice, Alva, Emily, Anna, Bad News, Ba, Bells, Boing, Bruce, Bubbles, Carmit, Cellos, Damayanti, Daniel, Deranged, Diego, Ellen, Fiona, Fred, Good News, Hysterical.
You get the idea, so let's just hit P.
Paulina, Pipe Organ.
Choose Pipe Organ.
Pipe Organ, System Voice. Pop-up button.
Because I love that voice.
Play button.
I can play it. So if I hit the space bar here.
Text to speech. Content selected.
Nice. Save. Have a computer. It will talk to you.
Save as. Play. Save as.
So it plays the sample.
Text to speech. Content selected. Save as. Edit text.
All right. This next box lets you save the file as anything that you would like.
Selection.
Let's just call this Oregon.
Where? Music. Where? Pop-up button.
You can save this Macintosh to your music HD folder.
Music. Where? Pop-up button. Macintosh HD greater than users greater than Chris greater than music.
And then it's got the tooltip that tells you where the folder is in the file system.
Menu checkmark.
If I go in here, though, you may want to save it somewhere else. Like, I want to save it to my desktop, so I'm going to hit D.
Desktop. Macintosh HD. Cancel. Desktop. Cancel. Continue. Default.
And I hit continue.
Text edit. Untype.
And
music is launched in the background.
It opens music because it basically adds it to your library. I don't care about music.
Finder, music. Mute, quit, text edit.
I'm going to quit music and text edit.
Quit text edit. In dialog, save. Untitled.rtf. Untitled is selected. Save. Delete button. Finder, desktop.
It's asking me if I want to save the file. I do not.
Mac and bootcamp volume.
Now,
available.
It should have put it on my desktop, and it did not. Let's hit Command-Shift-D.
Desktop, window, list view, table. In the list, name, column 1, row 1, close window, finder.
Okay, that might be a bug. I'm going to go into my music folder, so I'm going to hit Command-Shift-H.
Home, Chris, window, list, move, music folder.
And then I'll go to music in my home folder.
Open, list, music folder.
And then music again.
Open, list, media folder, music library, dot music library, media folder.
Then we need to go into media.
Open, list, automatically add to music folder, music folder.
And then music.
Open, list, unknown artist folder.
Unknown artists.
Open, list, unknown album folder.
Unknown album.
Open, list, organ.m, song, 1, song.m4a, apple m, song, 1.m4a, apple mp4 audio.
So these are files in here that I had before.
Organ.m4a, apple mp4 audio.
All right, so, yeah, apparently no matter what you choose, it always saves it in this music folder. So these are m4a files, which is fine if I hit the space bar.
Organ.
You shall all die, ha, ha.
Right, that's just playing the file in Quick Look.
Unknown album, window, list view, table.
So that's how you do it in macOS. So you can generate as many of these as you want, and then typically the way I do it is I will copy the files to somewhere else.
Copy, organ.m4a.
Like that.
Close window, bootcamp, volume.
And then
options available.
Let's just say I'm going to... Let's just do this here real quick.
Notification.
We're gonna
Nvidia's Microsoft Dell Windows safely eject UltraFit battery meter new notification.
Eject my flash drive from the Windows computer. Plug it in here, just to show you how I do it.
Bootcamp. Bootcamp. Chris. Volume. Open. Chris.
We'll just put this file in here. I'll do a paste.
Paste item.
And
organ files folder.
That's a folder I made.
Product organ files folder.
I think it's in there.
Close window. Desktop. Group desktop. Eject.
So I'm going to eject my flash drive. And unplug it from the Mac. Unplug the Mac. And let's put this over here. Out of the way. So that's essentially how you would go about generating files in macOS, or at least that's the easiest way. You can do it in the terminal. I used to know how to do it, but I forget all the commands. Also, this doesn't really let you change the speaking rate, but you can do that in System Preferences under Accessibility and then Spoken Content, I believe is what it's been renamed to, though it might have changed in Monterey and Ventura. I don't know. I don't have access to those versions. That's also, by the way, where you can add more voices. So if you go in there and you go to the voice list, there's a Customize option in there. If you choose Customize, it brings up a massive list of voices that you can download. Apple has basically allowed you to download all of the vocalizer voices. They've let you download them for about a decade now. I think they were added in Lion. So you can add many more voices to your Mac and then use them with that method that I just talked about. So let me go here and
devices item organ file organ.m4a.
Yep, here's the file. So if I play it in VLC.
How do you want to open this file? List media player list VLC media player always checked.
Okay, well actually I'm gonna have to choose VLC.
Always use this app to open .m4a files. Checkbox checked. Okay button.
VLC.
Right, so that's the file I made.
Chris E.
And so that's basically how you do it. Now,
Audacity.
Let's leave that for the time being, and I'll show you how to use Balaboka on Windows.
Folder. Brave. Balaboka.
So I'm going to open the program here, and hopefully it will open.
Audacity. Balaboka. Tab control.
Okay, it did. It just didn't take focus. So when you open this,
tab control. Edit blank.
You have an edit box. It's a little confusing the way it reads it because it says tab control before the edit box and the actual tab control. But if you tab and shift tab.
Tab control. SAPI 5 tab selected.
You can navigate through here. This program has a lot of functions. I don't know how to use them all. I'm not going to cover them all. We're just sticking to the basics and to the things that I use. So what you have here is a box to type in text, some sliders to change the rate, pitch, and volume, and a tab bar to choose the speech engine that you'd like to use. This program, to my knowledge, will support the Microsoft Speech Platform voices, SAPI 5 voices, and SAPI 4 voices. Obviously, SAPI 5 comes with modern Windows. In Windows 8 and newer, you get Microsoft David and Microsoft David and Zira by default, and obviously you can add more. SAPI 4 is not really being used anymore, but that's where you get the old versions of Microsoft SAM and the True Voice voices and things like that. I've installed most of that stuff on here. All that stuff still works on Windows 11. And of course, I will be providing links to get most of this stuff in the description as well. But a good place to get a lot of these older voices is there's a Keybase website for someone. I think his name is Jake Gross. I don't really know him, but he's got a bunch of software up there, including a bunch of text-to-speech voices. It is, if I'm not mistaken,
run dialogue.
Let's go and actually go here real quick. It is, I believe it's https://keybase.pub/data/JAKE1999.
Desktop untitled Brave. Document busy blank.
Did that not work?
DataJake1999/keybase.pub.
Yep.
Keybase logo graphic link.
If I navigate by link.
/keybase/grossgang/link.
If you go into grossgang.
Document busy blank. grossgang/keybase/keep/datajake9 table with 43 rows and 2 columns visited link .. visit braille note images /link.
This is basically a giant folder of stuff. If you navigate down by links,
Gabriel's podcast intro /link.
There's a bunch of random crap in here. The thing I'm looking for is TTS.
Link TTS/. Document TTS/keybase logo.
And then under here, we're looking for sappy.
A table with speech, sappy voices /link.
Sappy voices.
Document busy blank, sappy voices /keybase.
And then
keybase/datajake/grossgang/teat table with 90 .. anna.zip link, a share your setup .exe link.
There's a bunch of stuff in here. The problem is a lot of it isn't labeled, so you kind of have to know what you're looking for. I'll try to link to individual files that might be of interest. But there's a bunch of stuff in here. He's got all kinds of stuff. The Microsoft voices, a bunch of other stuff, just all kinds of stuff. I've installed the stuff that I use primarily, so I'll show you that real quick here.
Ballet Baca document 1, tab control.
So I'll leave it on Sappy 5 right now, and if I tab...
Combo Box Vocalizer Expressive Ava Harpo 22KHZ English, United States, collapsed, pit rate 60.
Right, oop, and I was just checking my speech right here. So here's my list of voices. I'm going to go to the top of the list with home.
Ivona 2 Sally OEM English, United States.
That's Ivona Sally.
LH Kinji Japanese, Japan.
Those are Japanese voices that I didn't want to install, but I did, but that's okay.
LH Michael English, United States.
That's a voice I used to use a long time ago.
LH Michelle English, United States. LH Naoko Japanese, Japan. Microsoft Anna English, United States.
There's Microsoft Anna. Yes, all the Microsoft voices will work on modern Windows.
Microsoft David Desktop English, United States.
There's Microsoft David.
Microsoft Mary English, United States.
And I do apologize if you can hear it in the background. It is currently raining.
Microsoft Mic English, United States.
I have the old Microsoft voices, including Microsoft Mic, Mary, and Sam that were in XP.
Microsoft Sam English, United States. Microsoft Zira Desktop English, United States. Vocalizer Expressive Ava Harpo 22KHZ.
And those are all the Sappy 5 voices that are currently on my system. So just to give you an idea.
Microsoft Zira Desk, Microsoft Sam English, United States.
Let's go with Microsoft Sam.
About button.
If I tab, there's an about button. I think that gives you information about the program.
Default button, rate, pitch, volume, slider, tab control, edit blank.
I'll tab past the sliders, and here I am in the edit box, so I can begin typing. And we'll just go, just to kind of go along with the theme of what I was doing before. We'll just do ha 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 ha. You can't kill the goddamn Microsoft Sam.
H.
And if I hit home, I can read that. Or if I hit home, that takes me to the top of the line, and I can read it.
Blank. Ha 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 ha. You can't kill the goddamn Microsoft Sam.
So it reads the text there. There are a bunch of keyboard commands. I'm just gonna hit F5.
Fa 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 fa. You can't kill the goddamn Microsoft Sam.
So there's that.
Ha ha. Bang. Line feed.
There's the rather awful version of Sam. I'm not a fan, but that's okay. So just to show you here.
File submenu.
I'm going to tap the Alt key and go into the File menu.
New Control plus N. Open. Reopen. Save Control plus S. Save as. Save all Control images. Save audio file. Alt plus S.
I'm going to save an audio file.
Save audio file dialog. File name.
We'll just call this SAM1.
Save as type. Combo box wave audio files. Star.wav. Collapsed.
I am going to save it as a WAV file.
Toolbar. Save button. Can't up. Address. Documents. Toolbar. All locations. Up. Can't. Save button.
We'll save it to documents.
Press. My label.
This program does let you save to a bunch of different formats. Since I'm using it for production purposes, I like to save all my stuff as WAV so that I don't lose any kind of quality until I'm actually done with my production. So there's that.
Tab control, volume.
And
pick default about com save tab control line feed. Tab control, volume, slide tab control, edit ha ha ha. Bang.
All right, so I'm going to clear this box here and shift tab.
Tab control, volume, tab control.
Or actually, no, I have to tab.
Tab control, save B5 tab selected.
These controls are a little confusing, so let's hit the left arrow.
Save B4 tab select combo box Alex, adult male number 8, American English, true voice, collapsed.
So I've got a bunch of stuff in here.
Amos, adult male number 6, Biff, adult male number 5, Brutus. Default female voice, female whisper.
These are a lot of true voice voices. I've got a bunch of the old Microsoft voices.
Default female voice, Mary. Default female voice, default female voice, default female voice, default female voice, default default female voice.
I'm looking for the other version of Sam, though.
Default male voice, male whisper, default male voice, Mike, default male voice, Mike, for telephone, default male voice, Mike and Hall, default male voice, default male voice, default, Douglas, Eddie, Freddie, Julia,
Actually, I think it's called second male voice if I hit S.
Peter, second male voice, Sam.
And it didn't read it automatically, so I went up and back down.
About button, combo box, second male voice, Sam, say before, tab control, edit blank.
All right, we'll just do one more here, just to show you. No, I am the true Microsoft Sam. That was someone messaging me, sorry about that. You will not destroy the goddamn Microsoft Sam.
Nope.
And I can, so I hit Control Home to bring my cursor to the top of the box, and I'm gonna hit F5.
No, I'm the true Microsoft Sam. You will not destroy the goddamn Microsoft Sam.
So obviously I could change the speaking rate. I usually try to because by default it starts out just a little slow. Typically, though, when I make these, I try not to make them talk too fast because I try to make this as approachable to anyone as I can, as I do with pretty much everything else I produce. So just a pro tip, if you're doing stuff like this and you want to try to reach the most people, please don't make your text-to-speech engine go... Yeah, I think you get the idea. It is very annoying. It makes it harder for people to understand what's going on, especially people that may not be used to listening to a computerized voice. I know this channel is probably not very popular with the mainstream world just because I don't put graphics in here, but I try to make it as approachable to anyone that is curious, and having your text-to-speech engine just go blah, 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 blah is not productive. With that rant out of the way, let's get on with this demo. Now, I've made another file here. And that's my phone going off.
File sub.
Let me actually mute that. So it's not going to bother me.
New save image. Save audio file.
So we're going to go down to save audio file.
Save audio.
And
save as type.
If I show you something here, I'll show you all the formats that this allows you to save in.
Save as type.
So we'll hit home.
Wave audio file.
So we got wave.
MP3 format sound. Star.mp3. Aug of Arbus audio. Star.aug. Windows media audio. Star.mp. MPEG 4 files. Star.mp4.
Oh, it saves as MP4. That's kind of cool.
MPEG 4 audio. Star.m4a. MPEG 4 audiobook. Star.m4b. Opus audio files. Star.opus. AMRWB files. Star.awb.
And those are all the formats.
Wave audio file.
This program can be used for a bunch of different things. It's got a bunch of features. You could load, say, your documents in here, and you could convert them to an audiobook, which might be kind of handy. Like maybe you have some files and you want to take them with you on your MP3 player or your phone. You could produce them in the voice or in a voice that you like, and then you could take them with you. I'm just gonna
items audacity tree view command module.
Let me shift tab here.
Item names file name.
We'll just call this Sam 2.
Save button. Ballet bog a document one bullet.
And there we go. So that's basically how I do it. I generate a bunch of files. I try to group them into a folder as I'm working. And you know, I'll download some sound effects. You can get sounds from all over the place. YouTube, you can buy sound libraries. There's a decent website called freesound.org. That's freesound.org. And there's a bunch of places. I'm not going to get that detailed with this demo because this is already quite long.
Confirmation dialog. Save changes to document 1. Yes button. No button.
It asks me if I want to save my changes. I could save a script. I don't really need to do that.
Prep desktop.
I'll just choose no, and then it closes.
Audacity.
So that's how you do that. Now, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to show you how to do this on iOS, or at least how to generate the files. iOS is a little more tricky, and getting content from iOS to other platforms is much trickier because of Apple's nature. The operating system is very locked down. It's much harder to get data back and forth, but I'll try to show you. This particular method uses the Shortcuts app.
5:30 p.m. Try again.
And
5:30 p.m. Four notifications.
All right. FaceTime. We'll go back here to the home screen. And I do apologize if the audio sounds a bit weird. My headphone adapter for my phone is a little wonky. I should probably get another one. I think the cable is going bad. But essentially, this uses the Shortcuts app in iOS, which is built in. Also, I believe you need the latest version of iOS to take advantage of this. So if you're running anything earlier than iOS 15, this probably won't work.
Headings. Braille, era, words, characters.
Let me slow this down a little bit.
Headings. Braille screen, era, words, speak, Braille, speak, 60%. Settings. Wallet.
All right, that should be decent. I think most people should be able to understand that quite comfortably.
Headings. Braille screen era. Braille screen input. Orientation locked. Landscape. Screen away mode. 6 dot. S. F. 0. S. F. S. H. 1 app. Shortcuts. Portrait. Shortcuts.
Now, this is a shortcut that is available in the gallery.
Shortcuts. Back button. Select button.
Let's shortcuts. Go back here.
Shortcut. Edit button. Starter shortcuts. Folders. Apple Watch. Share sheet. All shortcuts. 1. Turn text into audio. 2 actions. Button.
So this is called turn text into audio. This is, I believe, the name that it's given in the gallery. And I haven't really modified this. Well, I have, but only because I wanted to change the voice. If I were to double tap here.
Right. Text field is editing. Text. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Essentially how this works, it asks me to type in some text, and then it does the conversion. Now,
edit, heading, Braille, speak, Braille screen,
let's type .6. In Braille here.
I space apostrophe apostrophe a m space h a p p y space t o b e space p a r t space o f space t a e space the t e n t t n n n dot positions calibrate x t hyphen t o hyphen f p e e c h space t u t o r I a l exclamation mark tutorial portrait Braille screen Braille text line word care edit headings.
There we go. So I was that was just me typing on screen Braille, which, by the way, if you haven't mastered this, I highly recommend taking the time to do so. It makes typing on iOS so much better.
Cancel. Done. Button.
So.
Text field is editing. I am happy to be a part of the text-to-speech tutorial. Can't done. Button.
If I hit done here, what it's going to do.
Shortcuts.
Now, this might take a bit longer because.
Done. Button.
Okay. So I'm using the Siri voice right now, and what you might find when you're using these voices is that it takes a bit longer to process. I'm not sure why. I think it's just the way the voice works. But after it's done, it will pop up this screen.
I am happy to be a part of the text-to-speech tutorial. Heading, play, button.
This lets you preview the file, so if I hit play.
I am happy to be a part of the text-to-speech tutorial.
Okay, so actually that's using Ava.
I am done. Button.
Which is not what I wanted to do.
I have 3 seconds elapsed. Media time. Share. Button.
But it just goes to show that this will work with any of the built-in voices in iOS. I presume in iOS 16 this will let you use any voices in that system, as well as hopefully other engines, because if the information I have heard is correct, Apple is finally adding an API to allow other manufacturers to integrate their own speech engines into the system, which means that we could finally have other engines like eSpeak and Acapella and RH voice as options in iOS. So essentially,
share button.
What you do after you do that, you hit share.
Share. I am happy to be a part of the text-to-speech tutorial. Audio recording, 153 kilobytes. Close. AirDrop. Messages. Mail. Telegram. Notes. Amazon Alexa. More. Copy. Save to files. Edit actions. Edit actions. Button.
So this is a standard iOS menu to share content. How you get the files to where you want them depends on you. If you have a Mac, you could simply send them through AirDrop. The way I did it for the Siri demo, or for the production I did with Siri, was I sent them to files, saved them to iCloud Drive, and then on my computer I went to iCloud.com and downloaded the files. I believe it saves them in .caf format, so .caf. And
done.
I did the cancel gesture to get out of that screen. I'm gonna hit done.
Button. Shortcut finished. Shortcuts.
And here we are back in the shortcuts app.
Add. Starter shortcut. Dictate. Search all shortcuts. Heading. All short. Dictate. Turn text into audio. Delete shortcut.
All right. Now I want to show you how to work with this. If I swipe down.
Duplicate shortcut. Edit shortcut. Drag item. Edit shortcut.
I'm gonna choose edit shortcut and
edit
double tap.
Button. Shortcut name. Editor. Turn text into audio. Details. But close. iPad and arrow forward. Receive text. Input from. Quick actions. If there's no input, ask for. Text. Show options menu. Button. Make spoken audio from shortcut input. Remove action from show options menu. Show spoken. Remove action from next action suggestions. Heading.
Right. So these are all the actions. Now, if I swipe left,
show option. Ask for. If there's no receive, iPad and arrow. Receive text input from quick actions. If there's no in, ask for show options menu. Make spoken audio from shortcut input.
Okay. Make spoken audio from shortcut input. If I swipe down here.
Edit, text, shortcut input, show more. Activate default, show more.
And I go to show more and double tap. All right, so I've touched the middle of the screen because sometimes this doesn't take focus. And here we are in this menu.
Language. English, United States, button.
You can choose your language.
Voice, Ava, enhanced, button.
You can choose the voice.
Show options menu, button. Show, spoken, remove action from next action. Show up, Ava, enhanced. Show options menu, button. Pop-up button.
And if I tap on show options menu, I believe that brings up more controls.
Remove, button. Copy, duplicate, favorite, show info, dismiss context menu.
Oh no,
button.
That's just a context menu.
Edit icon.
All right, so button. I'm not going to worry about much here except for the voice and language.
Detail, close, iPad, receive, if there's no input, ask for, show options, make spoken audio from, edit, show less, activate default, show less, remove action, rate, 50%, adjustable.
Okay, so the rate controls.
Pitch, one, language, English, United States, button.
Okay, so the rate and pitch controls show up before the language and voice in the order.
Voice, Ava, enhanced.
So if I go here and choose Ava.
Ava, alert, voice, Aaron, button, Ava, selected, Ava, enhanced, Fred, Nikki, Samantha, Siri voice 4, button, comment lines, cancel, comment, Siri voice 4.
We'll go Siri.
Siri voice 4, show options, edit, shortcut, details, close, button.
And then I'll find the close button and double tap.
Close, shortcuts, back button,
and
select, create, all shortcuts, search, all shortcuts, turn text into audio. Text field is editing. Text. Miss edit. Head. Braille screen input. Orientate. N. N. Dot. P. T. E. F. T.
All right, so I'll do test.
Portrait. Headings. Cancel. Done. Button.
And hit done.
Shortcuts. Done. Button. Play. Button. Play.
Test.
Play. Button.
Test.
And it doesn't read it right, but that's okay.
1 second. Media timeline. 1 second. Share. Button.
You've got the media controls. You can play pause. It tells you how much time the file is, and then I can share it.
Done. Done.
I'm just going to hit the done button.
Shortcut finished. Shortcuts.
So that's how you do it on iOS. It works okay. It's not perfect, obviously, but that's how you do it. Now, last thing I want to show you before I wrap up this very long demonstration is how I kind of combine the files. So let's
folder view list.
Go here.
Gold Wave.
Go into Gold Wave.
Control. Record new.
And I'm going to open my file.
Open.
So Control O. And then if I shift tab.
Item. Harpo software demo. Tree view. Music collapsed.
If I shift tab two or three times, I get to the tree view to choose a location. I'm going to hit D.
Data. Desktop. Download. Documents.
Documents. And hit enter.
Item.
And then I'll tab. And let's look for that file.
Sam1.wav, goldwave, Sam1.wav.
And so that file's loaded. I can hit the spacebar to play it.
Fa, 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 fa. You can't kill the goddamn Microsoft spam.
So there's that. And then I'll do an open again.
Opens.
Control O, shift tab twice.
I, Audacity not.
And press S twice.
Sam2.wav, goldwave, Sam.
And enter. That loads the next file in here.
No, I'm the true Microsoft spam. You will not destroy the goddamn Microsoft spam.
So at this point, I have two documents open, or two files. I can control tab between them.
Sam1.wav, Sam2.wav.
So let's say I want to add this to the end of the first file, because that's typically how I do it. I'll just add files and make a giant chain that just plays the whole thing. So I'll do control A to highlight the whole sound, control C to copy.
Sam1.wav.
Control tab to the first file and hit control E to insert it at the end. Now if I hit control home or control A and then the spacebar.
No, I'm the
Oop, wait a minute, hold on. Let's try control home, jump to the top of the sound, and then the spacebar.
Fa 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 fa. You can't kill the goddamn Microsoft spam. No, I'm the true Microsoft spam. You will not destroy the goddamn Microsoft spam.
So there's the two voices basically talking back and forth.
Open.
Just for the hell of it, let's do one more.
Audacity. Tree view.
I'm going to browse to my flash drive.
Chris.
And we'll look for that organ file.
Organ files. Organ.m4a.
Goldwave, organ.m4a.
And I'm doing the same process, Control A, Control C.
Sam1.wav.
And I'm going to add this to the end of my initial file. And with Control E, let's do a Control Home, hit the space bar.
Fa, 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 fa. You can't kill the goddamn Microsoft spam. No, I'm the true Microsoft spam. You will not destroy the goddamn Microsoft spam.
You shall all die. Ha, 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 ha.
And if I thought this was going somewhere, I could keep going and make more files. But that's basically how you do it. Or that's how I do it. There's probably not really a right or wrong way to do it. There are people that make these much better than me. They have a lot more sound effects in there, and they can mix much better and do all kinds of crazy stuff. Me, I just make these because they make me, well, they amuse me, so I really don't care how bad they are. I could keep working like this. I could add some sounds. I could do some mixing and mix some voice files with some sounds so that they're doing things and you can try to make it sound like they're doing stuff. There's all kinds of stuff that you could do. Let's say though that I want to save this, so I'm gonna go to the file menu.
File submenu. Save control. Save all. Save as. Save selection as. Converted. Save sub. Batch processing. Exit alt. Back. Save as.
I'm gonna go to. Well, so if I wanted to save the file, I could just hit Control S, which would save my changes to the file. But I want to go to Save as.
Save as. Goldwave. Save sound as dialog. File name.
Let's just call this test.
Save as type. Combo box wave. Star.wav.
And ordinarily, as I've said before, if you're working on your projects and you need to take a break, always save your project as a WAV file. That way, if you save the file again or you modify it, it won't lose quality. If you continuously save to an MP3 format or another compressed format like it, the audio quality will degrade as you continue. But let's just say for this test.
MP3*.mp3.
I just press the letter M.
Toolbar, hide folders, attributes, button.
You can specify the attributes here, like if you want it to be in mono or stereo and the bitrate. I don't care, this is just a test.
Save button, can't up, address, documents, toolbar.
I just tabbed a few times to get to the address area, which told me where the file would be saved.
Can't save button.
Hit save.
Pressed. Confirm dialog file has been converted and saved. Update the sound window with a new format. Yes button.
It's asking me if I want to update the sound window with the new file format.
Goldwave, test.mp3.
And here we are. Here's the MP3 file I just saved. I can play it.
Fa, 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 fa. You can't kill the goddamn Microsoft spam. No, I'm the true Microsoft spam. You will not destroy the goddamn Microsoft spam.
You shall all die. Ha, 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 ha.
Right, so that's a nonsensical thing that I made that doesn't make any sense and that I will probably not continue. The two versions of Microsoft Sam talking to each other, and then you've got pipe organ coming in there, and you could do all kinds of things. I'm going to close this.
Desktop list, Goldwave, Audacity.
And I think that concludes this tutorial quite nicely. I've shown you the basics. At this point, it's really up to you and how you want to produce and what you want to do. The only limit is your imagination and your patience and your time. So hopefully you have found this useful. If you have any questions, comments, things like that, let me know. But that's going to do it for me. So take care, you guys.